Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. Okay, you can hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay.
Perfect. There's something happening on the internet. Sophia Richie is taking the world by storm.
Literally. She started her TikTok account 9 days ago and already has 1.3 million followers.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say 1.3 million followers and women who are literally altering their lifestyles to emulate her. Let's discuss.
Yeah, so I actually did not know about this. Again, Steph's TikTok is way better than mine.
You got to come out from under the rock that you're living under.
I literally do. I need to like watch and like exactly what you're liking so I can get served all this tea.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's Instagram. It's TikTok. It's on my LTK. Like, literally, I can't go anywhere without seeing Sophia Richie right now.
I love it. I need to get on this bandwagon because I did a Sophia Richie deep dive right after Steph told me about her. And I kid you not, when I was watching her TikTok videos, I caught myself two times watching her videos with my mouth open. What is happening? Why am I fangirling over Sophia Richie? But I totally am. Like, her style. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's like old money and so good.
So good. Yeah, I was going to say, how would you describe it? I'm seeing a few different descriptions.
Okay, so I saw like some people were like, oh, I actually saw this video because I myself, when I look at it very subjectively, I think like her style is quite luxury, which, you know, no labels, just very elegant. You can tell like the outfit is expensive, but there's literally not a single logo. But then people are like, no, it's not really quite luxury because she does wear like some things that are very prominently logo. Like she'll carry her Chanel handbags or her Birkins or her Kellys. And then if you're familiar with the brand Loro Piana, like we talked about a few episodes ago about quiet luxury, she's definitely carrying those. So like, yeah, they are recognizable, but they're not like so in your face. However, of course, like we also know now that she worked with Chanel to design all of her wedding outfits. And that, of course, goes into play when she's like carrying all of her accessories for her honeymoon, etc. But I am obsessed. It's like elegant, classy, timeless, just like rich vibes.
Yeah. I mean, it's really interesting to see how quickly she has taken over the internet. And it made me wonder, I sent you a text and I was like, since she started her Instagram just 9 days ago or, you know, however many days, literally, like, is this a PR strategy? Or do you think it's just a coincidence? Because if you think about it, like, she just launched it and her wedding was at the same time. I think it's genius marketing. But if it wasn't genius marketing, then it's a hell of a coincidence that has played really well in her favor.
Yeah, I honestly have no idea, but like her content is really good. Like I said, I was literally watching with my mouth open. I was that emoji with the two eyes and the lips open. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, but it's not groundbreaking content. It's just her delivery.
Her style. She's so beautiful.
Yeah. She's very elevated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's something that is very aspirational. Very aspirational.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why. I can't say for sure if this was a PR stunt. Even if it was, it's whatever is happening is like working for her, whether she intended to do it or she didn't.
Yeah. I mean, either way, she's having a moment. I commend her. She's having a moment and I really hope that it continues. So kudos, hats off to Sophia Richie. So let's dig into the style. I feel like we've talked about her style, not necessarily Sophia Richie, but you've really discussed like having timeless pieces. And I feel like a lot of what she wears kind of falls into that category of what you and I have been discussing, more so your style than mine, but what we've discussed in previous episodes. So it's really interesting to see how the neutrals and very like timeless pieces are now trending.
It's like the word I can describe is just like timeless elegance. Like, it is just beyond beautiful. Like, everything that she's chosen for her wardrobe, for her wedding, around her wedding, is just fantastic. Like, for me, everything is like a 10 out of 10. The first video I saw of her on TikTok was her getting dressed for her pool day, where she's wearing like a mini white Parenza dress with like Chanel accessories. I'm literally obsessed. And she's like, oh, it's just, you know, South of France vibes. And I was like, oh, must be nice.
Right. Totally.
It's just so beautiful. Like, even if you go to her Instagram right now, like the first 12 photos, oh, it's just her wedding and like just before her wedding in the South of France, like everything she wore. There's this photo, Steph, I just sent it to you, so you should look at it on your Instagram. It's her just standing there in this like Chanel outfit. I believe it's Chanel, all of it. I have no idea. It kind of looks like it because it's got like, it's just cream and black. And she's wearing matching accessories. It says afternoon in Antibes. It's so beautiful. Like, if you zoom in, you can see that Chanel choker with the Chanel logo and the pearls. I die.
Yeah, it's fabulous. The look is very like chic. I remember I saw this when she posted it. Let me go ahead and follow her. Why am I not following her? I've been like liking all of her posts, but I didn't follow her. Let me go
I'm ahead. Literally going to follow her too now.
It's just so funny. Like, what is it though? You know, like, what do you think it is? Like, what is drawing us?
I think it's just her style and her beauty. And I think it's just like this confidence that she's exuding. Like, she's just having a moment. Like, she's had like the biggest glow up after Scott. And everybody in this world, including the internet, loves a good comeback, a good glow up story. Like, when you see like the comparison of like her when she was dating Scott versus now, is like she's grown leaps and bounds. She's like left that life so far behind her. Like, it's not even funny.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's so funny. Even her style when she was with Scott was kind of like a little more revealing. It's just like, it's so interesting to see how she's evolved. She's grown up, she's matured. She's matured in her style. But I agree. Yes. I think maybe it's the glow up. Maybe it's the fact that she left the trash behind and literally, she found herself like a real man. So good for you.
I mean, I agree. And he's like on her level. Like, they're both in their 20s.
Right.
Very successful, clearly, as a 29-year-old. But I mean, yeah. They're all, TikTok is like, oh, they're both Nepo babies, which kind of makes sense. But it's okay. Whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If I could produce a Nepo baby, I would.
Yeah, you can't hate them for being born the way they are.
Yeah, like, who cares?
Don't it is what her. It is. Yeah, I agree. So if you guys don't know, her husband, Elliot, is the son of the CEO of Universal Music Group, which is, I think, one of the largest or the largest music group or record label in the world.
Wow.
Which is like pretty insane.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because I was like reading how she was marrying into music royalty, but I didn't really dig deep enough to understand what that meant. I knew that he was a music executive, but I didn't see his family. So that's pretty cool, especially since she comes from a musical family as well. It makes sense.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I love it. Okay, so do you think there's going to be a shift? I feel like it's already happening in terms of like what people are searching, how people are shopping, in terms of like trying to emulate this style. But do you think it'll be a lasting shift, especially as we enter into this hot girl summer era? Like, is that going to look a little different, do you think?
I absolutely think so. You know how Hailey Bieber's style has just had a moment, and everybody who wants to dress like cool girl model off duty always looks at like Hailey Bieber's style. I feel like Sofia Richie is the next most searched for, and I think it's going to stay for a while, especially if she keeps up these outfits that she's literally just like slaying in.
Yeah, I'm like, who is your stylist? Who is styling you? Or are you doing this yourself? I mean, of course, we know Chanel has worked very closely with her throughout her wedding. But, I mean, she's on her honeymoon right now, and she's still killing it. So, like,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, everything about her outfits just screams money.
Yeah.
And, like, old money. It's yeah. It's so good. It's yeah, so I love good.
It. I sent you an LTK post. And there's so many of them. I just like did a search, but this particular one I saw in my stories from an account that I follow somewhere lately. They posted inspired by.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Sophia Richie's wedding. And so they like shared several looks, but then also like if you look through LTK, it's interesting how, because I started on a deep dive because I was curious, like who else is posting Sophia Richie's style? And I was blown away by how many posts there were of people creating collages, people styling looks. So I definitely think it's something to pay attention to, especially if you're a content creator.
I love that.
Yeah, you may want to tap into, ride that wave while it's high, for sure. Or if you're a consumer, you know, see if there's something that you may want to emulate or that you already have in your closet, because we're not like promoting going to go, you know, completely redo your wardrobe. That's not economical at all. We don't have Sophia Richie money. We didn't marry into music royalty.
No.
But like, I've been looking, like I have a few pieces that I feel like would totally look like it falls into that vibe. And I don't know.
I agree. There's this, actually, I'm looking at one on her Instagram right now, and I just sent it to you, Steph, on Instagram. It's her wearing a linen set, and it literally looks like it's from Dish, that brand. She's just wearing this beautiful, like, linen maxi with, like, a matching linen vest on top. And then she just has her Chanel accessories. She's wearing a little Chanel twilly in her hair. Oh, it's just beyond beautiful. It's just so pretty. Like, everything about this outfit is so, I mean, I'm just obsessed. I think she's like hitting it out of the park with every single look that she's serving us. I'm into it all.
So am I. It's crazy, because like at first I was like, what is going on? Why is everyone obsessed with her? Like, what is going on? And I'm starting to feel it too. Like, I'm starting to like want to recreate looks. I'm starting to, like, it was like on Mango, because Mango, I feel like, has really chic looks that you could recreate, emulating her style.
Yeah.
But yeah, oh my gosh.
And then their wedding was just so stunning in the south of France. And now they're in the Maldives for their honeymoon. I mean, it's definitely serving.
Oh yeah. And like I said, it's aspirational. I think we all kind of like, there's things we all aspire to. And yeah. So I think, you know, seeing her style, seeing how she's like taking over the internet, it's hard to ignore it. And it's just something you kind of want to be a part of.
I 100% agree. What do you think about her little Chanel short wedding dress moment?
Oh my gosh. That was my favorite. Same. That was my favorite. It was so cute. And I believe that it was a play off of Claudia Schiffer runway look in Chanel.
Yes, in Chanel. Oh, it's so, so good. I'm actually happy like short wedding dresses are having a moment. They're like unexpected, but they're fun. Like the way Chanel designed hers is just so beautiful. It was beautiful. Yes. She described it as her like girl dream, like her little girl dream come true in a dress. And it literally feels like that. And it just has like, it's just so simple and understated.
Yeah. And I think that's like one of the things too, like there's nothing too trendy or so over the top that you can't recreate it. I think it's very, even though a lot of the price ranges of what she's wearing are probably beyond what we could afford on an everyday, you know, just shopping spree, but it's very easy to recreate.
I absolutely agree with that, because it's all like timeless fashion. There's nothing, exactly. Like you said, it's not like uber trendy. They're just simple silhouettes, but she's just making them look really elegant with like her accessories and that stuff that I think we can all easily recreate. It doesn't have to be like a Chanel bag, but like just having like a classic bag that's not too trendy will still achieve that look. And like you said, that that Somewhere Lately post is all like under 150. Like they found items that are kind of similar.
Yeah, and that's why I loved it so much, because like the price point was so good. When I saw that everything was under 150, I was like instant click, because that's where I need to stay.
Yeah, exactly. And it's so good. Like I know we've been discussing this a lot in previous episodes as well, but yeah, my style is definitely veering on to more of a timeless look where you can easily mix and match. I mean, everything, of course, like her dresses and stuff are like evening dresses or whatever, but like if you just get some basics that are just timeless, I feel like you can create a really solid wardrobe where you can mix and match and create capsule wardrobes, which is also one of the reasons why I really love Anina Bing for that reason, is because her outfits are just so timeless. Like every piece that you own, you have the versatility to dress it up with like 10 different looks every time.
Totally. Yeah. And I think that's the more sustainable way to do it anyway, in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, being able to stretch your dollar and get the most out of your looks. So, okay. Well, we love Sophia Richie. I think that's the verdict.
Yeah. I feel like we're Sophia Richie stands at the moment. I totally. Have no shame in saying this.
No shame. How do you think Scott's feeling?
Yeah, I don't think this man is winning in life. I feel for him, but you know,
he's got to stop fumbling the bag.
Yeah, and also you're a product of your choices, right? So, I mean, maybe who knows? Scott Disick would have a glow up one day too, but we'll see. It's funny. I was watching this TikTok analysis of how like Courtney and Sophia both right after Scott like found their forevers.
Yeah.
And like both of them ended up marrying like friends that they were like they already knew for a long time, which is like really interesting.
Yeah, it's giving you're the problem, not me.
Literally, that is what it's giving.
Okay, so did you watch the Kardashian season 3 like promo, like I don't know, the video that they put out? What is it called? Like a trailer. That's what it's called, a trailer.
I think I might have seen it, but now I don't like recall like vividly. Why? What's up with that?
Well, I was just there was one thing that I've been seeing on the internet. I've been seeing one thing where people are like, do you think the Kardashians will change their style now that they see like the effect that Sophia Richie is having? And then there was another thing that Kylie said in the middle of the trailer. She was like, we need to talk about the beauty standards that we're setting. And I thought that was very interesting, because we've talked about the beauty standards being really unrealistic. And I feel like Sophia Richie has a very classic style that is, like she has a classic look too. There's nothing that seems too overly done. And Kylie even said in the trailer, she was like, if I could go back, I wouldn't have done a lot of the things that I did to myself.
No way.
Yeah. It was very interesting. So I'm like, is there going to be a shift? I'm so interested to see like what direction is this taking us. I mean, obviously, you know, you have to decide for yourself like what you want, but I just thought that was very interesting, especially coming off of Sophia Richie setting such a amazing tone for women. Like you don't have to bear it all to be beautiful and classy and chic. And you know, this trailer with the Kardashians now, it seems like there's more of discussion within their camp as well. So I'd be curious. Of course, Kim, I think, is going to pose naked regardless, you know, on bra and underwear.
Right, right. And also we were talking about how in our last episode about how the Kardashians might be setting a very unachievable standard of being way too skinny. And I feel like when you look at Sophia, she looks really healthy. Like, yeah, she's skinny, but she's not like, when you look at her, you're not like, oh, this is like, she's trying way too hard to be like a little too skinny or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, she's also very petite. I think she looks great for her size.
She looks amazing.
She's very petite anyway. But yeah, I'd be curious to see where that discussion goes, especially with Kylie saying we need to talk about the beauty standards we're setting. It seems like I hope that they're at least listening and being more aware. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I 100% agree. That is very interesting. When is their new season coming out? Do you know?
It's like end of May, I believe.
Oh, so soon.
Yeah, you've got some time. But yeah, go back and watch the trailer. Let me know what you think. And of course, we'll have to come back and revisit this once the season launches.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep you guys updated on more Sofia Richie content.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's literally just starting.
I know. I'm like, girl, you got to keep this up. Yeah. No pressure, Sofia, but like we're rooting for you and we need you to maintain this lifestyle.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be obsessed with her TikTok.
Yeah, I've already followed Instagram, TikTok. You know, if she creates a lemonade, I'll be there too.
I love it.
Okay, well, I think, you know, we've already said the verdict is we are Sofia Richie stans. Oh, Sofia Richie Grange. That's her last name, Rel, right?
Yes, 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 on social.
Yeah, so we are stans and we love her. And if you love her too, let us know. But yeah, I think that's our episode.
Yeah, come on social media and see what it's all about. I literally feel like, yeah, I never thought I would be obsessed with her. And this obsession just started. But I'm totally obsessed. It only took me one video. Literally the first video I saw was her getting dressed for her pool party. And I was like, what?
Hooked.
Hooked. Immediately hooked. So I can understand why 1.3 million people also feel the same way.
I love it.
Well, thanks for watching. I mean, thanks for listening, guys. I'm a little rusty today. We're recording on a Saturday morning, so
yes.
It's the weekend! But happy Sunday!
Yes.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Bye, guys.